Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, an update on medical treatment via the web and the impact of nostalgia on vacation real estate. Those stories as we continue.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free, and when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Consumers who need medical advice increasingly are turning to web-based remote doctoring companies, which position themselves as low-cost, convenient alternatives to long waits at emergency rooms or the doctor's office.
These companies let them talk to a doctor 24/7, describe their symptoms, usually get a treatment plan, sometimes a prescription, right there online, usually 10 to 15 minutes worth, and for about $40 to $50.
Wall Street Journal health reporter Melinda Beck says, however, that there are some things these firms can't do.
To actually diagnose an illness such as strep infection or a urinary tract infection, a lot of the protocols out there call for an in-person exam or a lab test.
Beck adds that state officials are just in the early stages of regulating these companies.
Technology is making all kinds of things possible, and these state medical boards are still trying to grapple with really what's good care and what's really just convenient and needs some more regulation around it.
As we continue, you can go home again.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Many buyers of vacation homes are skipping traditional destinations in favor of areas related to their childhoods. Recognizing that nostalgic impulse, some real estate agents have incorporated it into their marketing.
There are vacation areas where it is a known fact that the buyers are likely to be people who have this childhood connection. Some of these people really could probably buy anywhere they want, but where they want is not the typical vacation spot in the Hamptons or in La Jolla. They want something that brings them back to their roots. Some people try to get away from their past. These people are just plunging headlong into it.
The Wall Street Journal's Katie McLaughlin says places like Mackinac Island, Michigan, for example, are completely designed for nostalgia.
At least half of the people are people who vacationed as children. So real estate brokers are very aware of this package of emotions, and they do try to turn it into sales when they can.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.